Ladies and gentlemen, back with the upload, back with the upload, back with the upload. Okay, so first and foremost, hope everybody's doing well. Myself, I am going to be back on the road again, yada, yada, yada. You know the story. Going to be in New York, going to be in Washington, D.C., on the West Coast a little bit as well, Los Angeles area. It's going to be a good time, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that you're able to have some spring or summer or whatever season that it is. We have listeners from all over the world. So whatever season you're experiencing, I hope it's a positive one. We got to talk about Liverpool. I know you didn't come here for that, but, you know, we got to talk about some real life stuff every now and then too, right? Like, we're people at the end of the day. I'll tell you who is also a set of extraordinary people. Segway production. Liverpool. We got to talk about the Reds. So Manchester United, a club who used to be, well, they used to be a football club. Now they're more of a, I would say a recreation center for any team that would like to simply destroy them. But few have picked them apart the way that we did. Liverpool versus Manchester United. There's a lot of injuries on that side, to be fair. You know, a second for Cristiano Ronaldo and his family. They underwent a very tragic event, so he was not playing. You know, we want to wish our condolences to them. Seventh minute, all the Liverpool fans stood on their feet, some with Ronaldo jerseys, chanted his name. At the end of the day, I'm biased, right? But I don't know what other set of fans you're going to get to, you know, and maybe they'll do a moment's applause or, you know, they'll recognize it in some way, but I was telling a buddy of mine who doesn't like football. He doesn't like Liverpool. He doesn't care about the EPL. He pretends to, but it's kind of just like whatever. He's a baseball, American football, basketball fan. And he goes, look, man, you know I say what I say about, you know, your sport. He take a little jokes back and forth. He goes, I've never seen anything like that. For the opposing fans to join in unison and do that for a player that is undergoing something very, very tragic is just special. And I told him that's what makes football different on that side, you know, in the world. Soccer, as it's called in America, that's what makes the sport different. It's the emotional, physiological, geographical, ideological differences between people that make football such a passion-driven game. And it was just great to see the class from the Liverpool fans to do that. That was about the only classy moment, segue number two. That was about the only classy moment, though, for Manchester United, because this game, as I said, they were devoid of Ronaldo, Luke Shaw, McTominay, and, you know, two or three other players. So they started with players like Jesse Lingard that I hadn't seen starting in a while, Phil Jones that I hadn't seen starting in a while. And I know that Phil Jones gets a lot of stick, but you know, if you remember Phil Jones from Blackburn, he was thought of as one of the best English defensive prospects in the past like 20 years. Like, they thought Phil Jones was going to be future England captain, you know, British center back, you know what I mean? Like, they thought he was going to be that guy. So like, Sir Alex Ferguson has a quote saying Phil Jones is like, you know, going to be arguably one of the world's best players, or some quote like that, that just kind of says, hey, everybody gets it wrong every now and then. But so the United lineup was not at its strongest, is the roundabout way of saying that. Liverpool, on the other hand, we didn't have that problem. Sadio Mane started in the false nine again, which he's quickly making his home. Mo on the right, Diaz, who is just a freaking player, right, on the left. Fabinho was holding, Henderson and Thiago in the midfield, Konate, Van Dijk, Trent, Rabo. That was the team. Ali, that was the team. And honestly, atmosphere is rocking. Some, you know, I think we're getting Anfield atmosphere again, because for a long time we're not getting it. You know, we were not able to generate a consistent atmosphere against like West Ham, you know what I mean, or against XYZ mid-table club. It just wasn't great. But the atmosphere is rocking. We're good to go, as it should be against United, right? This is the biggest game in English football, in my opinion. Again, biased. I think that this game is much bigger than the Clásico, and it has been for a while now, you know, especially while Barcelona and Real Madrid go through these periods where they're aging out a lot of their players. They're aging out of, I mean, they should be aging out of players like Luka Modric, but he's 36, still one of the best midfielders in Europe. Incredible player. So, but you could see that a lot of that squad has been there for a while. They won a lot of things, and they're starting to transition new players in and out with both Barcelona and Real Madrid. But back to this game. From minute one, we're all over them. It was amazing to watch. Within 5 minutes, the combination of Mo Salah, Luis Diaz, Thiago, Sadio Mane, that kind of middle wing pass combination, we spring on them. Mo Salah's racing down, running down the wing, right? No pun intended. And he just puts it on a play for Diaz. And the thing I like about Luis Diaz is the way that he struck that ball was exactly how you have to do it. And of course, it's a tap-in, right? It's not something that's a very difficult effort. But the body shape, the sweeping motion, because he knew all he had to do was get it up slightly, elevate the ball slightly, but also move it forward in its natural motion. It was a great ball to do so. And that's exactly what he did. We're just under 5 minutes. We're up 1-0. My stream hadn't even properly loaded yet. And I'm like, okay, this is good. This is what we need to do. Long story short, just a series of incredible goals follow. Mo Salah scores 2. Sadio Mane scores 1. And the narrative around Salah, he hasn't scored since open play, since February, 6 games. And Mo Salah is very critical of himself. He's that type of player. He only wants excellence. The only thing he wants is excellence. And it was a relief. Sadio Mane plays him a one-time ball around the corner. And it was like something that I would play on FIFA. I'm that midfielder when I'm playing pro clubs. I'm going to give you the chip through ball, one touch, just because it looks good. And I think that, you know, that's good football. It was incredible. I mean, it was one of the best passes that I've seen in the entire season. It was that good. Mo Salah gets onto it, controls it, and just like he knows how to do, it's almost like muscle memory for Mo Salah. That low driven shot to the bottom corner, he almost can do it in his sleep because he just does it so much. For a while, I think he was just trying too hard. Bang, the first goal. And he brings back his yoga meditation celebration, which was good. And I, you know what I really think it is? I think that his agent smartly, and we all know his agent speaks a lot, way too much if you ask me, but his agent says, you need a celebration that you can brand, because you can imagine how many people are going to be in social media posts doing that same pose, the most, you know, and they're going to forget that it's actually a yoga pose. So Mo Salah has a chance to really copyright that and make himself some more millions. He's already a huge international star, but he scores. And then United just looked shell-shocked. They were so poor. I mean, listen, I don't have any sympathy for Manchester United, as you probably could tell. But they were so bad that it was like, man, Phil Jones, Maguire, Aaron Wan-Bissaka, Lindelof, Matic, that's your defense and number 6 midfielder right there. We're getting at you, man. Like, we're getting at you from minute one, and we did. And the thing about it is, there was no answers from anywhere. Like, I've never seen a United team this devoid of just spirit generally. You don't have to be the best player. You don't have to 30-yard free kick or be able to do step overs like Ronaldinho, but you got to try. That's the one thing that especially English fans are obsessed with, is effort. And it's the most basic requirement. That's why. Because everyone can't be attributed the same amount of skill, you know, regarding the same amount of tasks, but you can give your maximum effort every time. We had players like Dirk Kuyt. That was his thing. He wasn't very technically, he was technically decent, but he wasn't overly technically skilled, but he just worked hard on the right wing all the time. And that was a huge part of what made him such a Liverpool legend. you know, no doubt about it. So as we're just really working united, they are, it's like they're unable to find a single answer, and we start gut punching them. And then halftime comes, and for about 15 minutes or so, after halftime, they started to put a little pressure on us. Jadon Sancho was introduced. A couple of their players were hooked at halftime. Poor Phil Jones hadn't started in like 18 games, and now he's thrown into this. It's like, I think Ragnick's just trying to do whatever. He doesn't care about that squad anymore. But they're giving us a little bit of pressure, you know, and Jurgen even is yelling at Virgil. Like, hey, man, tighten up, because Virgil has his tendency to be a little too casual sometimes. And they're like, okay, Elanga's having a couple efforts. You know, Trent's having to defend. And you know, he got beaten once or twice. And maybe once. I think he did. He was great today. And then all of a sudden, you know, Sadio Mane in the false nine, this is a masterstroke by Jurgen Klopp. Because if we have to give credit to Sadio Mane, we have to give credit to Jurgen Klopp for putting him in the false nine. He's in the false nine position, and he is able to receive the ball, turn on the ball, because the false nine is actually a really big number 10. You know what I mean? Firmino does it so well. How many times do you see Firmino picking up the ball at the touchline? You know, at the halfway line. He's so far from goal sometimes. But he almost operates as a free player. Like, listen, if you're in trouble, give me the ball. Or I'll go and press for you so that when you're on the wing, you can come overlap or underneath. Just excellent by Sadio Mane today. And we got to talk about Luis Diaz. This guy is a terror on the pitch. He's taller than you think he is. He's Colombian. And I've been to Colombia before. Shout out to all Colombian people, especially Afro-Colombians. Good people. Very, very lively people. Passionate people. And he embodies that. You know, so he gets the ball from Robertson, just pressing like a maniac, an amazing way to just dispossess the United player. And it's about hunger at this point. Gets it, passes it up. We haven't even spoken about Thiago today. Oh my gosh, this guy is a baller. The narrative that Thiago would slow down Liverpool, people were saying that. And granted, he had some performances that weren't his best, but he was injured a lot. That last season wasn't his best. But towards the end, he started to show what he's made of. And this guy's an incredible player. He, you know, his ability to move the ball. Somebody was speaking about him, and they said that when you receive a pass from him, you already know what to do with it based on the weight. You already know exactly what you have to do. Do you need to play this ball? You know, do you need to run onto it? Thiago will instruct you. And he's just the conductor, the maestro in that midfield. Incredible performance from Thiago, who was playing his best football at the right time. That pass to Luis Diaz. And Luis Diaz, so all of the United defenders are running backwards towards their own goal at this point after we broke on them. Sadio Mane, of course, he's in the middle. He literally just, he runs at Harry Maguire, kind of gives him like a zigzag pattern, and Harry Maguire's clueless, and then he stops. And if you're a defender and you're uncertain, you're going to retreat back to your goal just to make sure that A, I'm not playing anybody onside, and B, I can figure out what the heck's going on, right? Because there's certain times defenders, a la Trent, Robertson, they go so high up the pitch that they simply can't get back, you know. But center backs are generally the ones who are like, look, we need to be at the two corners of the box minimum to figure this out, generally. And that's what happens. But Sadio Mane stops right around where the penalty spot is. And almost like a telepathic link, Luis Diaz whips in across to him. In the finish, you got to talk about the finish. First time finish, bottom corner. We got Sadio Mane. I thought that we had seen the best of him. And Sadio Mane is back. That's, I think, 5 goals in his last 4 games. Almost as many assists. And you got to credit Jurgen for figuring that out. Now Diogo Jota's like, man, what do I have to do to get a game? But again, we have options. He came on the pitch and he assisted Mo Salah's 4th goal, which was kind of just a calamity of 3-0 is great, but 4-0 is much better. Because anytime 3-0 is the three goals is the maximum amount of goals that you can concede in a football match and consider yourself serious. You know, like, that's it. So anything above that is outrageous. And that one extra one right in the last minute was just a nice dagger for United. I mean, they deserved it. Let's be honest. That team is in shambles. Like, I don't know where to, I don't know where to begin to even think about fixing that club, and they don't either. But not my club, not your club, not our problem, right? Liverpool run out four nil winners, and it was going to always be a win from the beginning, you know, and that's a good feeling. You know, you want to feel like anybody we play, we're going to smoke them. Now we got Chelsea, a chance to take another domestic cup from them. I would love that. They got dealt with in the Champions League, as I knew they would, even though they put up a pretty good fight, I got to be honest. But they're still a team that wants to win something. Can you imagine if we take two domestic cups from them in the year? Chelsea fans will never live that down, and I definitely need that to be happening. So anyways, got to love you and leave you. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Up the Reds, the 4-0 Reds. This is Chima for Chima Chet's Foot. I am out.